We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Orev, Halacha Gimel. In middle of paragraph Chaf Beis, we're in the sub-paragraph that begins with V'alken Ksiv B'Moshiach. In our sets, it's page 235, the right-hand column, about a third of the way down. Rav Nosson Zal is discussing the story where Yaakov Avinu had to sneak the brachos from Yitzchak Avinu, which Yitzchak Avinu seemed to be intending to give to Esav Harosha. And we had a major explanation regarding that. And now Rav Nosson Zal is continuing. V'alkein, and based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand why the Torah says about Moshiach, V'horechoi beyiras Hashem, that his smell is of fear of Hashem. Ki ikar hachesed sheizgal el osid, b'chinas v'oise chesed l'meshichoi l'dovid yihye al yidei hayira hanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the kindness that Hashem is going to reveal in the future, as the Pasuk says, Hashem will perform chesed for his anointed one, will be through yira. Shayideze yiskayim ho'ilam b'chazdoi. Through the fact that there will be yira, the yira will be in its proper place, that's what will enable Hashem to give the full measure of chesed in a healthy way. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'chol ze yihye al yidei oitzem hizgalus horotzoin shiye losid. And all of this will be able to take place based on the revelation of the will of Hashem that'll become so clear in the future, it'll become so clear and obvious that everything is Rotzayin Hashem. Kioz kulam yedu oisoi lemiktanum vad gdoilam. Because the Torah tells us then in the future, everyone will recognize Hashem from the smallest to the biggest. Ki timole horetz deyas Hashem. Because the world will be filled with recognition of Hashem. V'chulam yakiru v'yedu shehakoil misnaheg rak biritzoinoi v'ashgachosoi levad. And everyone will recognize and realize that everything that goes on is only based on the will of Hashem and the direct supervision of Hashem. Ve'ein shum teva klal. There is no such thing as nature, mother nature. There's as things going on without Hashem's direct supervision. Ki afilu hateva biatzmo shel achshov, hi gam kein hakoil beretzoinoi vashgachosoi becholeis forega. Because even the nature that we see today, we see how things flow in a natural way, plants, vegetation, birds, the whole world, even that is still under the control and will and direct supervision of Hashem every second. V'hateva b'yoda yisporach b'choleis forega, and the laws of nature are in Hashem's control every second, every moment. K'choymer b'yad hayoitzer, like materials in the hands of a craftsman, that he's got full control of exactly how he uses it. Ki hu yisporach boro es hateva, because Hashem created nature. V'hu manhig u'mechaye es hateva, and he controls and gives energy, feeds light and energy into the teva. V'hu biretzoinoi mishane es hateva b'chol esheroitze, and Hashem, according to his will, has the ability to change and override teva anytime he wants. Ki hakoil biretzoinoi levad, because everything is based only on the will of Hashem. V'yitzchok Avinu sherotzo sheyisnaig ho'ilam tekef bebechina zu, and Yitzchok Avinu, who wanted to see the world operating that way, like the way it'll be in the future, he wanted to see it in his time. Bebechinas v'omdu zorim v'ro'u tzoinchem, that strangers will get up, and they, others will get up, and they will tend to your sheep. They'll provide for you. V'alkein lo'yhoyu marutza l'vorech es Yaakov betalu moto b'shvil parnoso. And it's for this reason that Yitzchak Avinu was not willing to give Yaakov Avinu the bracha of talumotor for the sake of parnosa, ki parnososoi tienasi saideh cherem, because Yitzchak Avinu's intention was that the parnosa for Yaakov Avinu should be provided by others. V'lomoloi lachshev klal tzorchei talumotor gashmiim. Why in the world should Yaakov Avinu be concerned at all and be thinking at all about physical needs, physical materialistic needs, rain and gash, shehem b'shvil avoidas hasode, which are needed for agricultural purposes? You need the rain and irrigation. Shezeh ein shayach loy klal. That has nothing whatsoever to do with Yaakov Avinu. Rak oison sheyasku b'parnasosoi, but rather those who will be involved in supporting Yaakov Avinu, heim yekablu habrocha zois, they're the ones who will receive the blessing bizchus Yaakov, in the merit of Yaakov Avinu's study of Torah, kidei sheyuchlu lahachzik oisav ganal, so that they will be able to support Yaakov Avinu and those like him. So this was Yitzchak Avinu's intention. Avol be'emes, oz adayin lo nezdakech v'lo nitar olam legamri imizu amasanocho shenim shachayde chet odom rishim. However, unfortunately, at that time, during the time of Yitzchak Avinu, the world had not yet been purified completely from the tumah of the snake, which was initiated by the Eitz Hadas. Venizdabekos toikev zuamas hanochosh be'esov horosho al yedei masov horoim. And the tumor of the snake attached itself solidly to esov horosho as a result of the sinful things that he was involved in. Ad shenase soine lo'ochiv hatzadik Yaakov, to the point where it caused esov horosho became an enemy. Not only isn't he looking to support and help Yaakov Avinu, becomes his enemy. And he refused completely to support him. Adarabba, just the opposite. He wanted to persecute Yaakov Avinu. And Esav was only interested in receiving the blessing of wealth and parnasa for personal use, for his own personal desires, lemalois tavas bitnoi, in order to satisfy his heart's desires, uchedei lirdoif yoiseres Yaakov, and in order to persecute Yaakov Avinu even more, even worse. Ve'olav nemar, and it's about Esav that the pasuk says, "Vayehav klola vatevayehu." He loved cursing, and it came upon him. V'loy chofetz bebrocha. He wasn't interested in the blessing. Vatirchak mimenu, and therefore the blessing distanced itself from him. Ki hoya oyev klola. What do we mean? He liked the curse. Which curse? Shehu haklolois sheniskalel mecheto domarishim. This is referring to those curses that Hashem issued when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. Lametes klolos, the 39 curses at that time. Shehin bechinas lametes malochas gashmias, which are what's behind the 39 acts of work that people have to perform to live in the physical world. Bechinas beitzovoin toichaleno, as the pasuk says, with depression, with struggle, you will eat. With the sweat of your brow, you'll earn a livelihood. V'hu ohav klola zois. Esav liked that curse. V'chi bochar zois lechelkoi. And he chose that to be his lot. Ki hoyo ish sode. He was a man at a field. V'loi chofetz bebrocha klal. He wasn't interested in blessing at all. Ki lo yohoyo chofetz klal lihiois merkovo leyakoi. He was not interested at all in being a chariot, in being a vehicle for Yaakov Avinu, to support him, so that by doing that, Esav would also become part of the bracha. And because of this attitude, the bracha distanced itself from him. Ki Yaakov kibel kol habrochos, because Yaakov Avinu was the one who ended up getting all the blessings from Yitzchak Avinu. Ki kol zman shelo nistaken adayin zu amas hanochos legamri, because so long as we have not yet corrected completely that tumah of the snake, which the snake activated at the time of the Eitz Hadas, and the regular people, the working people, and the business people are not supporting the Talmidei Chachamim, that's how long they're going to have to continue working and struggling in business. Ki kifima shemarbim Yisroel b'tzedakah. Because the more that the Jewish people give more tzedakah, more charity, the ikar hatzedakah, and one of the highest forms of charity is lahachzik talmidei chachamim, to support those who are learning Torah properly, seriously. Kemoikein heim doichin zuamas hanochosh b'chinas lametes malochos. To that degree, we are succeeding in pushing away, in eliminating the tumah of the snake, the 39 acts of work. V'nismatin hatirdois vohasokim. And the difficulties, the struggle in doing business, the struggle in work, shrinks, becomes smaller and smaller. Kiafilu mi she'oisek b'masu matnu malochus. Because even those people who are involved in business or involved in work, lav hakoil shoven, they're not all equal. Kilifomim haparnosa bo benokil, besibokala, beli yegiraba. At times, a person gets his parnosa easily, just has to do a simple transaction. Sometimes a person signs a piece of paper, bang, that results in $100,000 or $100 million, a profit. There are people who flip houses, do they? He buys a house for $100,000. A month later, he sells it for 125 or 200 and have a nice day. In and out, boom, made his 100,000, he's on to the next project. Whereas at other times, it requires major, major effort and struggle. And the profit is minimal. And it's all dependent on the merit of the tzedakah, the charity that the person gives. Shal yodo nidche zua masanochosh. That's what eliminates the tumah of the snake. Lamates malochos, the 39 acts of work. Ukemoikein nismaye to'esek. And that's what shrinks the amount of effort, the struggle in doing business. Ad lo'osid, until in the future. Sheyiskayim, and we will see the fulfillment of the pasuk. Tzion b'mishpat tipode v'shoveho b'tzedakah. That Tzion, the city of Yerushalayim, will be redeemed with justice, and all those that return to Yerushalayim with tzedakah. Ki oz yizgale horotzoin. Because that's when Hashem's will really be revealed, Hashem's goodwill. Va'oz le'nitztarech lasik b'shum esek u'malochis klal. Then the religious Jews will not have to be involved in any work or business to earn a livelihood. Kineskayim, because they will be fulfilled, the pasuk, v'omdu zorim v'ro'ot zainchem. Other people will take care of your materialistic needs. Aval achshov, whereas now, kol zman she'ein zoichen lazeh, so long as the tumah of the snake has not been eliminated completely, Srichin gam Yisroel, lasik be'eze esek u'masumaten, even the Jews still have to continue being involved in business or work, kidei lahamshich parnosa, in order to be able to earn and receive a livelihood. V'zeh b'chinas Mashiach Avinu hislabe shatzmoy b'levushe Yesov k'dei l'kabel habrocha me'oviv. And this will explain why Yaakov Avinu had to dress himself in Esav's clothing in order to be able to receive the blessing from his father, she'ibirchas talumotor b'shvil parnosa, which is the blessing for dew and rain in order that the crops should flourish. Parnosa. Because Esav represents physical work. Bechinas lametes malochos, the 39 acts of work canal. V'yakov hu be'emes rochok mizeh. Whereas Yaakov Avinu is totally removed from that. Kihu bebechinas rotzayim. Yaakov Avinu plugs into the will of Hashem, the goodwill of Hashem. Avol machmashen hoyla misukon. However, because of the fact that the world is not in a state of perfection right now, ve'ein harosha roitzel ahachzik hatzadik, and the evil people are unwilling to support the tzadikim, al kein tzrichin gam Yisrael haksherim. That's why even the religious Jews, Shem Bechinas Yaakov, who are the aspect of Yaakov Avinu, lehislabesh belavushe Esav, they have to dress themselves in Esav's garments, in work clothes. Ba'asiyos gashmias, they have to be involved in physical, materialistic work. Shehem iske masumat v'lamates melochos, whether it's business or work, bishvil lahamshich parnosa, in order to draw parnosa. V'zehu, and this is why the Torah says there, v'loi hikiroi, that Yitzchak Avinu did not recognize Yaakov Avinu. Ki hoyu yodov kidei Esav ochiv sirois, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esav's hands. Ki sarois heim moisrei moichin, because we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the hair is the excesses of the brain. The hair that comes out of the head and in other parts of the body is referred to as the moisrois of the moichin. Shemishom achizas horoiges vadinim, which is the place where the midas hadin, judgment, negativity, anger, draws its strength from these moisrois, from hair. Kamishakosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this in chapter 69 in Likutim Ram. Ki hamoyach hu bechinas rachmonos, shu bechinas rotzon, because the brain itself, the brain represents kindness. It represents rotzayin. We talk about the white matter of the brain or the gray matter of the brain. Usarois, whereas hair, heim bechinas moisrei moichin, they represent the klipa of the brain, the moisrois of the brain. Bechinas roiges vedinim, which represents anger, midas hadin. V'alkein esov shu toikef ho'asiyah, toikef ho'roiges vadin, and therefore esov, who represents the essence of asiya, work, gashmius, the physical world, the lowest of all the worlds, toikef horoiges vadin, he represents severe judgment, harshness, anger, alkein hoyom mole sarois kuloi kadera seor. That's why the Torah tells us that Esav was born with matted hair, with hair covered from head to toe with hair, very hairy. V'alkein koru shmoi Esav. And this is also why he was called Esav, Esav Daika, Bechinas Asiya Gashmias. That Esav is all about work, physical, materialistic, earthly labor. Shehu Bechinas Roiges, which is associated with anger. Shehu Bechinas Cyrus, the hair. V'alkein Huchrich Yaakov L'slavi Shatzma Bechinas Levushi Esav, Bechinas Cyrus, Shehu Bechinas Asiya, Bechinas Lamatam Salochais. And this explains why Yaakov Avinu, who represents Ratzon, had to dress himself and cloak himself in the garments of Esav, which is the hair, which represents Asiya, the 39 acts of work. Zehu remez. This hints to us, ki gam Yisroel haksherim, that even the really religious Jews, tzrichen lasek be'eze esek b'shvil parnos achshav, must be involved in some type of business, some type of work, for the sake of parnasa, nowadays, machmashadayin lo nizgale hora sarotzim b'shleimus, because the light of rotzim, that it should be clear that everything is the will of Hashem and there's no nature and nothing like that, that has not yet been completely revealed, like it's going to be revealed in the future. Aval kishe Yaakov, b'chinas b'nei Yisroel aksherim, mislab shematzim b'levu she'ezah b'shel parnasa. However, when the religious people who are Bechinas Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, when they dress themselves in Esav's garments in order to earn a livelihood, they put on a three-piece suit or a six-piece suit, and or their work clothes, whatever it is, Bishvil Parnosa, in order to earn a livelihood, Dahainu She'oiskim Be'eze Esek U'matzimat Bishvil Parnosa, meaning they have some involvement in a business or in something for the sake of Parnosa, הם מקדשים ומטהרים את סועסק והמסומן ולמה תעשו מלאכס בקידוש הגדולה. Through this they elevate and purify and sanctify the business or the work to a very high level of holiness. Ki oisen masumaten bemuna beshlema, because they perform this, they go out to work with solid faith in Hashem. Vazai kol ha'asokim v'lamatas malach shlema b'chinas lamatas malach samishkan. And when they go out with that attitude, then all of their business and all of their work is in the category of the 39 acts of work of the Mishkan. Very, very holy. And this is what the Pasuk says, that when Yaakov Avinu presented himself before Yitzhak Avinu dressed in Esav's clothes, Vayorach es reach begodov, Yitzhak Avinu smelled the aroma of the clothing that Yaakov Avinu was wearing, those garments, which, by the way, those garments were garments that Esav Harosha inherited when he killed Nimrod. Nimrod was an evil king who was almost ruling the world at that time. And Esav engaged him in a battle, and Esav won and took away his secret clothing, this special holy clothing, which had been passed down from generation to generation from Adam HaRishon. These are the garments that the Torah tells us Adam HaRishon put on after the Eitz Hadas, the Kosnos Oyer with an ayin. V'am Rabbi Seinuzal, and our rabbis tell us, Shehu Reach Gan Eden Shenichna Simoi, that what Yitzhak Avinu was smelling was the aroma of Gan Eden, which came into the room with Yaakov Avinu through those garments which were from Gan Eden. Bechinas Meleches HaMishkan, the aroma of Gan Eden is connected to the Mishkan. How? Ki tziura de mashkana, ki tziura de Gan Eden. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the image, the format, the shape of the Mishkan corresponded to the shape of Gan Eden. So there's a direct connection between the Mishkan and Gan Eden, the 39 acts of work of the Mishkan and the aroma of Gan Eden. Hainu, which means, kisheyakoy b'chinas bnei Yisrael haksherim b'emes, when Yaakov Avinu, who represents here the religious Jews, those Jews who daven with a minyan three times a day, they learn every day, kishemalbishim atzman bebigdei Esav, when they dress up in Esav's clothes, meaning, hainu kishoyskim b'masumatan v'asokim, when they get involved in business, shezeo b'chinas bigdei Esav, that's Esav's clothing, that's his job, that's his world. The business world, the world of work, is Esav's world. Hainu iskeyem umalachtom male reach toiv. Then their work, their business, and their work gives forth a fabulous aroma, kereach Gan Eden, like the aroma of Gan Eden, shubchinas tziura d'mashkana, which corresponds to the way the Mishkan looked. Ki kol malachtom viskeyem heim bebechinas meleches hamishkan, because their work is in the category of the work in the Mishkan. V'oz kibel Yaakov habrochoi shel talu motor. And that's when Yaakov Avinu was given the blessing of rain and dew, shu birchas haparnosa, which is the blessing of parnosa. Ki kol zman she'ein shoifeya hachesed b'shleimus, because until Hashem turns on the faucet of chesed all the way, like he's going to do when Mashiach comes, Tzrichin asokim v'lamates melochois. We need businesses, and we, the Jews, the religious Jews, need businesses and work, la'asoisam bigdusha, to perform them with holiness, with honesty, bebechinas meleches hamishkan, like the work of the Mishkan, kedei lahamshich parnosa, in order to receive parnosa. Kemavur heite b'hatoiranal, as Rabbi Nazal explains very clearly over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likud Imran, Ayin Shom Heitev. Look over there very well in the first page, 2-3 pages of that Torah. Ki rak hatzadikim v'hatamidei chachomim v'aksherim amitiim zoichim ktsosom lebechina sahanhoga shalosid. Because it's only the tzaddikim and the talmidei chachamim and the very religious people where some of them are zoiche to that, to the behavior of the future, which means sheyiskayim va'omdu zorim, where others are taking care of their needs of parnosa. They do not have to be involved in any fundraising, in any working, in any doing anything towards obtaining money. Aval Shar Yisrael, whereas the rest of Klal Yisrael, the other 90% or 98%, Tzrichim Lasik B'masu Matnu Malacha B'Gdusha, need to be involved in business or work with holiness. The Iker Tikunam, and their main tikun is Sheyichavnu Ba'oskom B'masu Matn Lahachsik Es HaTalmid Chocham Ho'emes, that their main intention in their business, in their work, is to be able to support the true Talmud Chacham, a real Talmud Chacham. And when we say a real Talmud Chacham, we mean a person who fulfills all the qualifications of Talmud Chacham. Not just knowledgeable, but he fulfills what he learns, he lives by what he learns, he has the Yira and the Chachma, all the qualifications of a true Talmud Chacham. Vayideze zoiche kol echod, and by through this, each and every person, according to the degree, the level of tzedakah that he gives to the Talmud Chacham, he is zoche levatel zuamas hanochosh, to participate in eliminating the tumah of the snake, shehim lametes melochos, which resulted in the 39 acts of work, ad sheyisku kol Yisrael, until we will reach the time when the entire Jewish people will not have to be involved at all in parnosa, in business and work. That tikkun will only be completed 100% when Moshiach will come speedily in our days. She'oz Yiskayim, then will be fulfilled the pasuk va'amdu zorim v'road saint tzonchem, that strangers, others will come and they will tend to your sheep. V'Yisroel lo yasku b'shum esek u'malocha klal, the Jewish people will not have to be involved in any business or any work whatsoever. A person who learns this gets a clear picture of how Klal Yisrael is supposed to operate, function today. There are many people, thousands and thousands of people, who learn in yeshivas where they don't present this side of the coin at all. They tell all the boys in the class, in every class, that there's only one thing, learning Torah, period. There's nothing else. Learning Torah, day and night, etc. They don't address this issue whatsoever. And if a person doesn't know about it, a person doesn't know that there are different sections in Klal Yisrael. Not everybody is qualified or required to learn Torah full time. It's not possible for certain people to do it. And if they try to do it, it can harm them spiritually and physically. They can get sick, mentally sick and physically sick, from trying to do something that they're totally incapable of doing it. Rav Nosson Zal here explained it, Baruchnius. He explained it based on the Eitz Hadas. He gave us a clear picture of why it has to be this way today. Why is it that in Klal Yisrael, there are a few, very few, who are qualified and capable to live on a standard where they don't have to be involved in business and work, etc., etc. But for the Hamoinam, for the majority of people, they need it. It's part of Tikkun Olam. We will not get to Moshiach. We will not get to the Tikkun we need unless both groups here are functioning correctly. Elamai, he made it perfectly clear that the group that is going out to work and is involved in business, heaven help them if they forget who's on top. Is it the horse that sits on top of the rider? And they function that way, and that's how we're going to run the country, Medinat Yisrael, or Medinat Turkey, or whatever it is? or we're going to do it correctly. We're going to put the horse on bottom like they did in the old days, in the cowboys and Indians. The horse on bottom, the guy sits on top, and they travel. Heil Silver, they run and they have a great time together. And when these evil, wicked Rishoim, who are trying to take control of the Jewish people, trying to take control of the government, and trying to reverse this, trying to make it seem as if those who study Torah, those who are qualified to study Torah full time, those who are really sincere, really religious, they're using words like parasite, or those people harm the economy, all kinds of different things to put them down and to try to squeeze them and squish them, take away every privilege that they have, etc., etc., and make it seem like Hashem's gift to mankind is those people who go out to work. They're missing the boat. They don't get it. They don't know how the world started. They don't know about Adam HaRishon. They don't know about Mashiach. They don't know nothing. They're blind. It's blind people who want to lead the blind. And we know how well that works. We see how well that's working, unfortunately. Paragraph Chof Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas. And with this we'll understand what Esav said. Es b'choyrosi lokach. He took away, Yaakov Avinu took my birthright. V'hine ato lokach b'chosi. And now he took my blessing also. B'choyro and brocha, same letters. Ki avoidas ha-karbonois ho-yumetchilo b'b'choyrois. Because originally the service in the Beis HaMikdash, taking care of all the sacrifices and everything, was supposed to be done by the Bechors, the firstborn. V'achar kach nitna lo kehanim. And it's only afterwards, after the Egel HaZohav, when Hashem, because Shevet Levi did not participate in Egel HaZohav, that Hashem took away certain privileges from the rest of Klal Yisrael and gave it over to Shevet Levi, to the Kohanim and Leviim. K'mo Yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara tells us. V'ikar avoidas hakorbonois hu bechinas hizgalus harotzoim. And the whole concept of the sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash and the whole operation of the Beis HaMikdash was all about hizgalus harotzoim, that the shehoya beBeis HaMikdash, which was visible in the Beis HaMikdash. Because what was the Beis HaMikdash all based on? Philanthropy, donations. People, every person who walked in there was bringing, he's donating a korban oila, he's donating a korban, all donations. The whole Beis HaMikdash was one big center of charity. Ki kol ha-korbanois heim nidva slave. Because the Torah defines all the sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash as the generosity of people's hearts. Bechinas ratzoin, goodwill. V'alkein ne'mar b'chol ha-korbanois. And this is why the Torah says, when it defines each one of the korbanois, l'rtzoinchem tizbachuhu. You should offer it l'rotzoin. It should be l'rotzoin, with your goodwill. Ki al yidei ha-korban malin mibehem ala adam ki yadua. Because the Sfarim tell us that when a Jew brings an animal into the Beis HaMikdash and brings it as a sacrifice, he is elevating that animal spiritually from animal to human. That animal, dahainu shemevararin umalin bechinas asir. Shu bechinas behemius, malin oisul bechinas rotzoin, shu bechinas das, bechinas odom. We're taking asiya, the physical world, a physical item like an animal, a dumb ox, a cow. We're taking that, which is behemius, and we're elevating it. L'rotzoin lefnei Hashem. Rotzoin is the highest spiritual level that corresponds to das, to man. Ki iker nefesh odom hu bechinas oyer harotzoin kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the essence of a human being, the soul of a human being, is the light of rotzoin. In Hebrew, the word nefesh means will, want. The pasuk by Avraham Avinu when he said to the Bnei Ches, "Im yesh es nafshechem likpoir es meisi." If you want me to bury my wife, nefesh means rotzoin. Nefesh is rotzoin. V'al kein nikroim maisa hakrabonos avoido. This will explain why the service of bringing sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash is called Avoida, Avoida Sakrobonos, the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, Ki Be'emes Ze Iker Hu Avoida, because this is the real example of work. You want to talk about people going to work? You want to talk about what work is really all about? This is the real work. Lahalois Bechinas Avdus, Bechinas Asiya, Bechinas Behemius, Lebechinas Rotzim. To elevate the Eved, the servant, the Asiya, the physical, the materialistic, the Behema, to elevate it to the highest spiritual level, which is called Rotzim. Shehu Bechinas Nishmas Yisrael, which is the souls of the Jewish people. That's Rotzim. Sheheim Kruyim Odom. They are the ones who are called humans. Hamas and Bamas, Yemach Shema, those, they're not human. They have nothing to do with the human race. The Jewish people, the Gemara says, Atem Kruyim Odom. You, the Jews, are called Odom. Vezeh Shono Mispalalim Ritzei Al Avoida Sakrobonos. This will explain why in Shmone Esrei we have a paragraph that begins with the words Ritzei. May it be your will, your goodwill, Hashem. Where does that Ritzei come in? When it talks about the sacrifices. Hashem accepting our sacrifices or our prayers today, which are substitutes for the sacrifices. Sheyiskablu lerotzoim. They should be received by Hashem with goodwill. K'moyshoyimrim usehi lerotzoim tomid avoidas. That the avoida should be accepted lerotzoim. V'alkein nikra birchas ritzei avoida kemavura begemara poiskim. And that's why if you look in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, you will see that that blessing in Shmone Esrei, the blessing of ritzei, is called avoida. Ki ikar avoida sakrobonos sheyuchlalu barotzoin hoelyoin. Because the main goal of the karbonos, the main objective of the karbonos was to elevate the Jewish people to plug into that rotzim, that highest level of rotzim. Hainu sheyuchlal asiya barotzim. To take the lowest physical levels, the most materialistic, a behema, and elevate it to the level of rotzim. V'alkein hayu kol hakarbonos bebeis hamikdosh. And this is why the sacrifices had to be done in the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheshom he'oras harotzim. That building was the place where the Rotzayin shined most. We know when they built that building, what was it built from? The goodwill, the Rotzayin Toiv of every single Jew. It says, Kol Nediv Lev Yevieho Es Trumas Hashem. Each person who has goodwill in his heart will donate gold, silver, wood, whatever to build. V'ikar avodas sakrobonos al yedei hakohanim. And the main service, the main work of the korbanos was done through the kohanim. Utzrichen liois kohanim ba'avodosam, ulevim beduchanam, v'Yisrael b'ma'amodam. There had to be three channels going at the same time. The kohanim doing their thing, the levim on their platform singing and playing musical instruments, and the Jewish people reciting the ma'amodos, the special chapters of Torah. Ki ha-koyen hu b'chinas ha-chesed shenizgala al yidei ha-yira shenasa yidei ha-rotzoin shadei ha-rotzoin. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, the koyen represents chesed, which is revealed only when you have yira in place, where the yira is generated when there's a revelation of rotzoin. Shal yidei ha-chesed hazeh nizbatlin kol alamates melochos. And when that chesed is flowing properly, then we can eliminate the need for all the 39 acts of work, shem zuamas hanochosh, which are the result of the tumah, the snake, shenim shochem mipegam harotzim, which were introduced into the world as a result of messing up the rotzim, by Adam and Chava going against the will of Hashem, the rotzim. V'alkein hoyitzrichin Yisrael b'ma'amodom, and that's why the Yisraelim had to be involved in reciting portions of Torah while those sacrifices were being brought. Shayu oiskim b'Torah, shehu b'chinas hizgalus harotzim, because the study of Torah is also a revelation of the will of Hashem. Ki ha-Torah kula hiritzayna kanal, because the Torah is the book that defines exactly what Hashem wants, what he wants and what he doesn't want. V'ikar his galus ritzoinoi hualidei esek haTorah. And one of the greatest revelations of the will of Hashem is when people are studying and fulfilling Torah. That's what they're dealing with. They're learning about and trying to achieve fulfillment of the will of Hashem. Kishom melubosh ritzoinoi yisborach, because that's where Hashem's ritzoin is found. Kimavur b'div Rabbeinu Zalman Gachar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this in chapter 33 in Likut Imran. And this is why, while those sacrifices were being brought, there was a group of Jews, Yisraelim, who were involved in studying, reciting certain portions of Torah, which was Maisa Bereshis, especially the story of creation, because one of the portions of Torah where it's most clear that everything is the will of Hashem is the story of creation. Bereishis bara Elokim, vayomer Elokim yehi or, that nothing happened without Hashem willing it to happen and commanding it to happen. Ki hu yisborach bara koil mei roish vatzoyif, because Hashem created everything from top to bottom, beginning to end. And that being the case, obviously everything is under his will and control. And by the Jews learning that part of Torah that reveals the Ratzon, that generates Yirah. That was represented by the Levim singing in musical instruments. Ki yira hu sitra de levoi ki adua, because the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us that the Leviim represent the left side, yira. Validei hayira nimshach chesed. And when that's in place, when the yira is proper, then it becomes a vessel into which Hashem can pour chesed. If you don't have a vessel, all the chesed is going to spill out on the floor. It's going to go nowhere. The yira is the vessel, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likut Imran. Through the yira, the chesed flows. Shu b'chinas koyein. Vayidei chesed hazeh niskayim v'amdu zorem v'rotzoinchem. And through that chesed, we see the fulfillment of the pasuk. When Hashem's chesed is flowing, then other, we don't have to work. It's not justice and what's fair. It's kindness. Kindness means other people, they'll handle it. You go rest. You go learn Torah. They'll handle the work end. V'amdu zorem v'rotzoinchem. Va'atem koyhane Hashem tikoreu. The pasuk says, you, the Jewish people, will all be declared Hashem's priests. Koyhane Hashem daiko, b'chinas oilam chesed yibone. Will be koyhanim, which means we'll be living in chesed, not in mishpat. V'nizbatlu kol halametes melochos. And the need for all 39 kinds of work will be eliminated completely. Shem b'chinas asiya. V'alkein ikar hu avoida b'koyhanim. And that's why the main ones who conducted the avoida were the kohanim. Ki ikar maisa hu avoida hu letahir oilam hu asiya sheyuchlal asiya b'rotzen kanal. Because the main purpose of the avoida in the base, the activity, the physical activities, the shechting and the spilling the blood and the sprinkling of it, was all to elevate, to purify the Olam Hu'asiya, and to elevate it to be able to plug into Ratzon. Shezeh na'asa al-yidei ha-koyein, ish ha-chesed. That can be accomplished through the koyein, who represents chesed. Shehu mevatel zu'a ma'asalam tos malochas, b'chinas asiya. He's the one who has the ability to eliminate the tumah of the 39 acts of work, the asiya. Va'oz nichlal asiya barotzoin, and then the asiya plugs into rotzoin. Shezehu ikar b'chinas hakorban kanal. That's what the korbanos are really all about. As the Zohar HaKadosh tell us, and the Arizal tell us, that when we daven shachris, the four sections of shachris correspond to the four worlds. Section one, which is korbanos, corresponds to asiya. That's the tikkun for the olam asiya. V'alkein odom choite mevi korban. And this will explain why when a person sins, he brings a sacrifice. Kikol hachatoim nimshochem izua masanochosh. Because what's the origin of sin? The origin of sin is the tumah, the snake. Shehu toikef ho asiyah, who represents the essence of asiyah. Bechinas lamates melachas, the 39 acts of work. Bechinas atzvus, depression. Bitzavo in toichalena, as the Torah says there. Shemishom nimshochim kol achatoim chasham. That's the cause of all sins. Depression, the curse of the snake. V'alkein al yedei hakorban shemakrav hakoyim bebeis hamikdosh. And therefore, through these sacrifices that the Kohanim brought in the Beis HaMikdash, Shaydeze Mevatlin Bechinas Halametes Melochos, which helped to eliminate the need for the 39 acts of work, V'nizbatel Zua Masanoch Shmel Masiya, and it rids the Olam Asiya from that tomb of the snake, V'nichlal Asiya Barotzayim, so Asiya is able to float up and plug into Rotzayim, the highest level, Aydeze Nischaprin V'nizbatlin Kol Hoavoynois. Through this, we achieve a complete forgiveness, an atonement, and an elimination of all sins, shenim shichu mishom, which come from there, which come from that tumah of the snake, v'nishapchin ha'avoynos l'schuyos, and we can even be zoche through the right kind of tshuva, that the sins should be converted to mitzvahs, ki nichlolin ha'avoynos b'b'chinas rotzayin, because you're taking those sins now, you're taking the asiya and plugging it into Ratzon. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki nirtza avoina, because her sin was forgiven. The word nirtza, Ratzon. When you're able to take the sin, the asiya, plug it into Ratzon, through that mamish you make a complete upheaval. Paragraph Chav Dalid, V'alkein, and therefore, Boregolim, on the holidays, She'oz Iker Hizgalo Sarotzoim, which Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, that's the main time of revelation of Rotzoim, because each one of the holidays, we celebrate miracles that took place. On Pesach, it's the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. On Shavuos, the miracles of Matan Torah. On Sukkos, the miracles of the Anani Kovoy. What is a miracle? A miracle is Hizgalus HaRotzoin. A miracle shows that Mother Nature went to Mother Goose. She retired. She's out the window. That there is no Mother Nature. There's Hashem at the controls, and he can put it in third gear for any gear he wants. He can make the sea go this way or that way, sea or saw. And he can make anything go any way he wants. That's what the Yomim Tovim are all about. It's a time of Hizgalus Rotzon when we're reminded that Hashem was in control and Hashem is in control. Today on Pesach, there's a new revelation of the miracles that took place thousands of years ago. Oz marbin bekarbonos tzibur v'yochid. This will explain why on these holidays, besides the standard sacrifices that we bring every day and every Shabbos, there's a whole slew of additional karbonos. V'chol echodoy mechuyev lavi oilas riyo v'shalmei simcha finid basliboy. And every single Jew was required to bring a special korban oila on the three holidays, when he came to visit the Beis HaMikdosh, and a korban shlomim for roast beef, for shalmei simcha, for the meat of yontif, each person according to what they could afford. Ki oz boregolim tzrichen legaloi sorotzon kanal. Because on these holidays, we're trying to broadcast to everybody this rotzon, that everything is the will of Hashem. V'alkein tzrichen laharbois bekorbonois. That's why we need more extra korbonois. Ki ha-korbonoi sein bechinas hizgalos ha-rotzoim. Because the sacrifices are also an example of hizgalos ha-rotzoim. Bechinas klolius asiya barotzoim. Where we're taking the lowest, lowest level, behema, and elevating it l'rotzoim lefnei Hashem. V'alkein ikar ha-simcha shel yontoif al yidei ha-korbonois. And this will explain why the main joy and happiness of the holidays was dependent on the korbonos. Kamo shekosuv, V'yochalto lefnei Hashem alekecha maser degoncha. You will bring your maisrus, your maisashen, everything to the Beis Mikdash, and you'll eat from it. V'somachto lefnei Hashem alekecha, and you will rejoice before Hashem. U'kamayshem Rabbi Senazan, as the Gemara says, ein simcha ela bebosar behema. That real simcha is only prime rib, meat, basar behema, shemeviyim imenu korban, which was used to bring those korbanos. Ki ikar simchas yontif kefi hisgalus haratzon. Because the real joy of yontif is dependent on how clear it becomes to us that everything is ratzon Hashem. There's nothing to worry about. Economy, shmanami, and the euro, bura, all of this nonsense has nothing to do with us. We are guided by the will of Hashem. Hashem wills whether a person has parnasa, does more parnasa or less, not dependent on anybody or anything. V'zeh shekosav bekavonois. And this is why it says in the writings of the Arizal, shekorbonois heimitarim bechinas asiya, that korbonois are what purify the olam huasiya, that world. Hu b'shvilzeh oimrim hakorbonois betchilas hatfila. This will explain why the first opening shot in our prayer in Shacharis, you think the most important, you start with Kriya Shema, you start with Shmones, the most important thing. No, we start with Korbonos. She'oz hu tikun va'aliyas ha'asiya. That's what really rectifies and purifies and elevates the Olam ha'asiya, the lowest level. Ve'isa b'zohar ha'kodesh, and the Zohar ha'kodesh says these exact words. Shesiluka de korbanin ad ein soif, that the elevation of the korbanos reach up to ein soif. What's another word for ein soif? Ki ein soif se bechinas rotzoin sheberetzoinos. We're talking about that highest spiritual level. Ein soif atiko kadisha rotzoin sheberetzoinos. Raiva de raivin kiyadu, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki ikar hakorbanos letaher ulazakech olam ha'asiya, because the main purpose of the korbanos is to purify the olam ha'asiya, she'oz ikar ha'oras ha'rotzoin. That's what really brings forth the light of rotzoin. Kishezoichin l'rotzon chazok b'olam ha'asiya. When in this lowly, physical, materialistic world, we can recognize that there's nothing physical, but that it's all Hashem, it's all Ratzon Hashem that's behind everything. And this allows us to rebound from the lowest place. Person jumps down on the diving board, pushes it all the way down to Asiya, and from there he shoots all the way up to Ratzon, Raiva de Raiven, Ein Soif. Ki I Efsher. Now Rav Nosson Zal is teaching us one of the rules of Kabbalah. My brother-in-law, Chaim Kramer, the Breslov Research Institute, is about, I think just came out recently, with books that extract from the Likutei Halacha is all the places where Rav Nosson Zal explains the Kabbalistic writings. He makes clear the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, in his words, in the easiest word. This is an example. Rav Nosson Zal gives us a rule here. Ki efsher lihi kolel be'ein soif, b'raivad arayvin, it is impossible to plug into the top level of holiness, which is called ein soif, infinite, raivad arayvin, ki im kishemezakhin umetarin bechinas asiya, unless you first go down to the basement, to the bottom basement, and purify there, and clean up everything there. V'cholelin asiya baratzoin, and you take a rope, and you connect Asiya, the bottom, the basement, the lowest part of the basement, to the top, to Ratzon. Asher b'shvil zeh yorad ha'odom lo'olam hazeh kanal. As we explained a few pages ago, that's why human beings, that's why our souls, which originated from Ratz, the top place, has to be sent down to the lowest place in existence, which is this physical world. Because it's only from here, by doing what you need to do in this physical world, which enables you to get back up there to the top of the top and be able to be there permanently, successfully, the way Hashem really wants us to be. Baruch Hashem.